This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Speaking of the schedule, and you just brought up the Lions a moment ago. So there's a lot of...
Good segue. Well done. You're a professional. You know what you're doing. Good segue.
There's been a lot of chatter, rumor, innuendo, whatever you want to call it, about the Bills-Lions game on Sunday, December 15th, currently scheduled for 4:25 p.m., to be flexed into a Sunday night or most likely a Monday night spot. I will tell you, from everything that everyone that I've talked to, poked around, learned about, and even my own opinion on this, I think there's almost zero chance that's happening, everybody. Here's how it works. Mike North, VP of NFL Broadcasting, came on this podcast with us and told us what, Matt, about flex scheduling.
So that nobody can protect games before the season starts. However, their Sunday afternoon partners, so CBS and Fox, when the season starts, have the right to protect one game each week. So, for example, a couple weeks ago, CBS would choose to protect the Bills against the Chiefs because they know it's going to be a huge game, just like the Bills-Lions game is going to be in a couple weeks. I work at an ABC television station. If there is anybody on the planet who wants to see this game moved into Monday football, it is me. Sure. And I'm telling you, it's not going to I don't think it's going to happen, because that would mean CBS has to leave the game unprotected. And I do not see a world where they would be like, hey, you know that potential Super Bowl preview in a couple weeks? Yeah, we want to let that go so we can play, you know, the Dolphins, whoever, on our network at 4:20.
Well, let me give you what's going on that Sunday, okay? Because there's that is what's interesting about that week, though. I will say, it is a rare week where there's a CBS and Fox national doubleheader. Okay, The Fox game that week is going to be Steelers at Eagles, which looks really juicy. All right, on the CBS side, now you also have Buccaneers Chargers, which is really good. So Fox has two, Steelers and Eagles, and they have Buccaneers at Chargers. CBS has three games in that window, okay, to put it up against. They have Bills at Lions, or they could choose to say, nah, we're not going to protect that, and let people watch Colts at Broncos or Patriots at Cardinals. What do you think they're going to do, folks? Yeah, CBS is going to say, you're not touching Bills at Lions. We're, of course, keeping that. That is a huge, huge, massive game for them. Look at the numbers that happened for the Bills-Chiefs game a couple weeks ago. The massive numbers were unbelievable. That's the kind of game they're looking at in Detroit with Buffalo. It does not matter what the NFL wants. I know that people have some sort of, you know, thought or belief that, well, you know, Roger Goodell, the NFL will strong arm them. No, if CBS says no, they paid billions of dollars. If they want to protect it, they're protecting it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that for CBS, they have the potential of having the two most watched regular season football games now of the year, and they would have no reason to not want. I mean, that is going to make them hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. So they will keep their game. They will be thrilled that they got those two big primes, or those two big massive numbers from the Bills game. I mean, the Bills-Chiefs game was the most watched regular season football game, not on Thanksgiving or Christmas, since Brady Manning 2007. I am not saying that Bills-Lions would do that, but it would do a really, really, really big number and would legitimately be a top five game watched this season.
The Monday night games that week, there are two of them, by the way.
Yeah, that's why it's interesting, and I think that's why people jump to the conclusion of like, oh, they'll move it to a Monday night game.
Bears at Vikings is the 8 o'clock game, then at 8:30 is Falcons Raiders, so you're gonna have two games simultaneously. Now, okay, let's just say less than 1% chance, because that's what I think it is. Let's just say that scenario. How would it work? Well, if for some reason ESPN, the NFL, they really want it, CBS says, no, we're protecting it. What has happened in the past? We know this from Mike North. You could make deals and you could kind of give them something else down the road. And if that happens and you all come at Sal and Matt said it's not going to happen. Look, we do not think it's going to happen. We don't have anything official from the league. No one has told us it's not happening. I'm not telling you that here. We are both just saying, like Matt with his Micah Hyde take, all right? We're both saying here, just I can't see a scenario.
Here's how it happens.
CBS doesn't have that game at 4:25 on Sunday.
Here's how it happens. And this is 100% speculation on my part. So right. I'm not reporting this. I'm just saying, here's how it happens. The NFL wants the game in primetime on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. They go to CBS. Hey, we know that this is going to be a massive game for you, but we really want it on the national window. But you know what we'll give you in return? Bills Chiefs next year at 4:25 again.
That's a great point.
That's how it happens. Of like, hey,
that's a great point.
We need this game, and in order for us to get it, we will give you Bills Chiefs again next year in that 4:25 window, and you'll once again get a massive number. If they don't, they'll go, okay, but just know Bills Chiefs haven't played on Sunday Night Football in a while. Bills Chiefs haven't played on Monday Night Football in a while. If you don't give us this game, we'll probably give it to one of your competitors. So that's how it happens.
I like it.
And if that's a little shady, then welcome to like television and the way things work.
I like it. That's a very good explanation. Like we said, I mean, don't blame us if it for somehow does happen. We're not telling you it's not going to.
I want it to happen.
Can't
please,
see a scenario.
Please let it happen. Please, all right, put it on the ABC affiliate.